Va'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha is absolutely and intrinsically connected to the Shema. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem. Hashem, the name Yidke Vavke, is Rachamim, is mercy. That Hashem is Elokeinu. Elokeinu is Din. It's a strict judgment. That means that Hashem has two modes of operating. There's Din and there's Rachamim. There's mercy and there's strict judgment. But both of those together are Hashem Echad. In the future, we'll understand how those two hanhagas, how those two modes of operating, whether it's Rachamim, whether it's Din, are really one. And it's ultimately all a chesed from Hashem. When we come to this awareness, this itself will generate a huge amount of avos Hashem. How so? Because there are times when things are very difficult. And we feel Hashem's din. And we feel the strict judgment. And we feel the harshness. But if we can develop within ourselves the emunah, the faith, the faithfulness, to understand that it's coming from a good place. It's coming from a bigger picture. It's coming from a God who is all-loving and all-merciful. Then we in turn develop within ourselves an avas Hashem, a love for that infinite being. Truth is, we could take it further. When we realize that Hashem is Echad, that Hashem is one, that everything that exists does so because it's the Ratzon Hashem, it's the will of Hashem, but there's nothing outside of Him. Efes Zelasa. Nothing in the universe has independent or intrinsic existence outside of Hashem. Sometimes we think to ourselves that, hey, maybe that's not the case. And in fact, a person can do a chait, and they can do something which runs contrary to the Ratzon Hashem. Why? Because we think we're going to gain. We'll gain from doing something in a way that Hashem thought we shouldn't or said we shouldn't. And therefore, we must therefore believe in some way that there is an independent power outside of Hashem. Which of course itself is absurd and nonsense. Which is why Chazal tell us that a person only does a chait when the ruach shtus, spirit of folly, enters into them and think they're going to gain from doing something Hashem said not to. But if we were clear, they would never gain anything from any avira. And the truth is, all avirus are going to cause us is angst. All avirus will cause us is sadness. Of course, we were never going to violate Ratzon Hashem. Meaning, if we can internalize the concept that the only value, the only thing that's worth anything in life is Ratzon Hashem, then that's something we can direct all our emotions and all our passions to. That's where all of our love and all of our aspiration will go to. So this Hakara of Hashem Echad, that there's nothing outside of Hashem, itself will generate V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. There's nothing else to love. There's nowhere else to put our passions. There's nowhere else to put our efforts other than that where Hashem has mandated that we do so. So a deep-seated awareness of Yichud Hashem, of Einod Melvada, there's no power other than Hashem. That itself will bring each and every one of us to V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. And when to do that with a full heart, and do that with full consciousness and a full awareness, and there is nothing quite like it.